This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Lone Star Credit Union's very own Becky Reed and Bank Social's very own John Wingate. They are talking about a new coin, a new stable coin out there called Rivia that credit unions can get involved in and participate. Very exciting news here on this front. So Becky and John are here to tell you all about it. Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little coin today, and we'll get into that a little bit. I want a little teaser there. But before we get into talking about the coin, we're going to be doing some introductions here. But first, let's introduce Becky Reed, Lone Star Credit Union. You may have heard of Becky Reed by now, Lone Star Credit Union CEO. Becky, how are you today? Good to see you again.
Fantabulous. Is that a word?
It is now. It is today.
Fantastic. That's how I'm doing.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you here. And then right next to me is Mr. John Wingate from Bank Social. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent.
Good.
Thank you so much.
I know it feels like I just saw you guys yesterday because we did an interview at the CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. But yeah, so it's great to see you guys in person there. And now we have you back on because you gave us a little bit of a teaser at the conference about something that you guys are firing up, and it's called Rivia Stable Coin. And I'm very intrigued by this. And so I want to, but before we get into that, so what is the story here? So how did you two meet? What's the story here? Because it's, you guys are kind of like crypto guy and credit union girl, and you know, to give it a Halloween theme here. So who wants to go first? Becky, let's do ladies first. How did this whole thing get going here before we dive into some details?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm the credit union girl.
Yes, right? You are.
I thought I was the credit union girl. Wait, what's going on here? I'm confused now.
Well, we can switch it, whatever you guys want.
But now, it's sure, interchangeable crypto girl, credit union guy, sure. You know, now that we've known each other for a year now, I think, John.
Yep.
For those of you that follow me on LinkedIn, I'm very prolific on LinkedIn. I post probably some stuff every day. And mostly what I post is things that I'm interested in. And so about a year ago, I started posting a ton about crypto because crypto for me is the whole ecosystem, by the way, not cryptocurrency specifically.
Right.
Because I see how that's going to change payments. And I really started diving into it, and this guy right here, crypto guy, connected with me. I thought it was because all my posting about crypto, but actually it was for another reason. You want to talk about that, John?
Yeah, I was looking to start a de novo credit union. So I reached out to Becky because I had already reached out to the NCUA and was fairly far along in the process with field of membership, things of that nature. And, you know, they told me, they said, hey, you'd have a much better chance if you got somebody from the credit union industry to join up on your board, on your formation board. And I said, okay, great. I started reaching out on LinkedIn, as I am known to do occasionally. And I did the whole, you know, blanket LinkedIn, and a few people reached back out. Becky was the only one that, when we first started talking, the discussion just progressed so naturally. I mean, it was like we had known each other for years. It was like we had already been kind of doing business and we were just trying to figure out our next endeavor. It's right. Really how it kind of felt.
Right.
Initially, when we got going, she told me, you know, maybe doing a credit union isn't the right thing. And at first I kind of took that like, who are you to tell me that I can't do a credit union? She was right, though. You know, once I started finding out and once she started explaining to me how the ecosystem with CUSOs and how credit unions really work together, their superpowers working together and not having to really be competitors, I said, oh, wow, you're absolutely right. Me starting or us starting a new credit union, specifically with the reason we were going to start it, doesn't really help a lot of people. It doesn't help the credit union industry as a whole.
Right.
And like I said, we were just very much in sync and lockstep from the very beginning. And that's how we got started.
And here we are talking about stablecoin. John, I'm going to stick with you on the next question here. So what is stablecoin, or more specifically, Rivia stablecoin? If you want to do that in step one, step two, maybe?
Yeah, so we'll talk first about kind of stablecoin to lay the groundwork here. So this whole concept of, you know, when crypto came out with Bitcoin and everything started happening there, there was really kind of this need for, well, we've got this new financial tool. We just don't have any stability to the financial tool.
Well, that's what I was thinking. All, I think it's the ultimate oxymoron is stable coin. Well, wait a minute. This is...
So what happened was, is as Bitcoin started proliferating around 2014, 2015, there became this need for something that stayed stable, mostly so that you could tie a value, like, oh, right, somebody gave 10 of these stable coins, whatever they're worth, dollar, yen, mm-hmm, whatever they're worth. They get 10 of these stable coins for a Bitcoin. Well, that gives you a value, right? So stable coins came out mid 2014, 2015. They started kind of getting used mostly for pegging a value of another asset, another coin. And then they started being used as a way for people to stay within crypto, but lose the volatility component to crypto, yeah, so that they could get back in and out, in and out. A lot of automated traders are using stable coins. A lot of settlement is happening in the stable coins because it doesn't really make sense to settle in Bitcoin, regardless of what all these people tell you. Exactly. I'm not, as a business, going to settle in something that's moving all over the place all day. It's just not going to happen.
I hear you.
So, you know, stable coins were intended to be this stable thing that kind of underpinned the value of the market. Well, what really ended up happening was a bunch of people just came out with coins and put their own economics behind them. And you had things that were under-leveraged, or rather over-leveraged, mm-hmm, significantly over-leveraged. Mm-hmm. You had the things that were actually backed by an unstable asset. So some of these more recently, the Terra collapse that happened. Terra was actually backed, a majority of its token. It had this three-ring circus going on where they had their own token, they had their own stable coin, they underpinned that with Bitcoin. And as it rose and fall, as Bitcoin and their token rise and falls, they were minting and burning stable coins on the other side to try to make the equilibrium. And then somebody just, you know, somebody figured out that enough liquidity is all you need to make that balance unravel. And so, you know, we Becky and I had been looking at stable coins for quite some time. I studied the Terra stable coin about a year and a half ago and decided that this is a terrible idea. I think I'm on record somewhere saying that. We said that the market needs something different. And that's where we came up with Rivia, right, Becky?
Right. So we were actually at the NACUSO conference in April, mm-hmm, and we were doing a bunch of brainstorming around a lot of different things. We were talking about digital ID. We were talking about core integrations. We were talking about a crypto exchange. We were talking about a lot of things. And one of the things we talked about was a truly dollar for dollar backed stablecoin, where the deposit is sitting in a credit union account and never touched.
Okay.
So that is where we came up with it, because that didn't exist then. And to my knowledge, it doesn't exist today. Certainly not in the credit union industry.
And you guys,
so that is where we came up with the idea for Rivia.
Okay. And so what makes it different from the other coins out there? So, and especially the stable coin.
So it's different because there's actually a verifiable dollar that is sitting in a credit union account for every token that's issued.
Okay.
So if you buy $10 worth of Rivia, that $10 is sitting today in a credit union account at Lone Star Credit Union, and that $10 will always sit there until that $10 in Rivia is turned back into fiat and burned.
Okay, that one just went right over.
So all the other
dollar for dollar back, okay, dollar for dollar, there's nothing, yep, all that stuff he was talking about, the underpinnings and over leverage and all of that kind of thing, that will never happen with Rivia, because the dollar that the coin is valued at, mm-hmm, is a real dollar sitting in a credit union account.
Okay, I get it. So John, why create this coin if it's dollar for dollar? Then why create this coin? What's the need for it out there, I guess?
So there's a couple reasons for it. So the first reason, kind of the most prevalent reason, is that all the other stable coins in the market are over leveraged. If you look at Circle, if you look at Tether, they're not one for one back. They're at best 0.8, 0.7, 0.6, mm-hmm, or we don't know what they are. So the first reason is that for this to, you know, we've looked at some of the bills coming out over the proposed legislation coming out of the House Financial Service Committee. They just happen to agree with the methodology, which is we can't put the dollar, the U.S. dollar, at any more risk than it already is. And by creating these alternative leveraged dollar-backed or supposedly dollar-backed systems, mm-hmm. they will unravel. If we're significantly over-leveraged, if we're rehypothecating on both sides, so the dollar that gets put in yeah. and the token that gets minted, if they're getting rehypothecated. So that was the first thing that we solved, we aimed to solve, and we solved it, right? One-to-one backed, every dollar that comes in, we don't do anything. The other thing is most of these tokens, most of these settlement coins, significant cost to them. When you look at kind of just the traditional rails, you know, to do USDC on some of these, that Circle's coin on some of these chains is, you know, several bucks, you know, 10, 20 cents. Ours is orders of magnitude less than that. And okay. the aim being a sovereign currency that's stable and right. guaranteed one-to-one backed to the US dollar that we have proof of reserve on. So at any given point in time, with our liquidity outlay in the credit union ecosystem, we can pinpoint and say, we have this much at this place, this much at this place. It's all provably backed one-to-one. And so the market right now really needs this, especially with the legislation about to come out within the House Financial Services Committee. Yeah. No other token, no other stablecoin token has this as its underlying backing, as its initial formation. Not that we're aware of, at least, and I'm talking about the top $160 billion representation in the market. We know none of them. Is there some obscure, you know, small one-off trying to do this? Possibly. Right. None of the big ones have it. And unfortunately, you know, that's a significant risk in the market with how much you have moving. I mean, every day, $160 billion of capital assets are being moved around on blockchains, on stablecoins alone. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Well, that leads me in my next question, which is, which you almost answered it just by that last statement, John. But Becky, why should a credit union be interested? What's their incentive to get in on this?
Well, especially now, many credit unions are facing liquidity crunch, right? So they need deposits. And so deposits are what we do. Rivia is right. going to put the deposit. When somebody buys Rivia, that money is going in the Rivia CUSO account okay. at a credit union.
Okay.
And we are using some financial stability metrics in order to make sure that where the money sits as a deposit is at a safe and sound financial institution, credit mm-hmm. union. Mm-hmm. Basically, we look at capital. We look at their financial stability. And then we'll only deposit a certain percentage of that credit union's assets. So we're spreading it around across all different credit unions. It's not sitting at one financial institution.
It yeah.
many financial institutions. And I think at least today, many credit unions would love to have those deposits.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. So, and can you share some potential use cases or illustrate some, I guess, real world usage, I guess, of it? Because you mentioned the deposit aspect of it. So what are some other use cases of this, just to kind of illustrate what you guys are talking about here?
Well, it's really interesting because there hasn't been a true dollar for dollar backed stablecoin. Some of the development on stablecoin has been inhibited because of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's not that trust that's been built. So a lot of developers have really stayed away from creating real world use cases because there really hasn't been a true stablecoin. Well, now that there is, there's so many things that we can do. I mean, we've already talked about how cryptocurrency potentially has the ability to disrupt payments as we know it. Mm-hmm. Now, is that going to happen in the short term? No. Is it going to happen in the long term? Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And so now with Rivia as a vehicle, you know, think about things like wires, whether it's domestic yeah. or international.
Yeah.
Now you can take a real US dollar and move it from here to here without using the Fed. Okay, it goes from crypto wallet to crypto wallet. That's kind of a revolutionary idea, but uh-huh. it absolutely can happen with today's technology. Lots of different ways that you can use Rivia. That is just one. In financial institution to financial institution settlements, mm-hmm. P2P, person to person payments.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that can be done. You can even put a smart contract around it and do it as an auto loan. So there's lots of different use cases. And because the future and the sky is the limit, and we certainly can't think of all the possible use cases, we've created a consortium. So we're going to have a brain trust of people within the industry and also in the crypto community that are going to come together and try to figure out the best use cases for this Rubia stablecoin.
Oh, fantastic. I bet, yeah, the sky's the limit here. I mean, there's just so, it's unlimited, the uses of here. I can only imagine, and things we haven't even talked about yet or even thought of yet. So for sure. So how, John, so how do people buy it, or how do they get involved in it, or how can they learn more? Where can they go to check this out, educate them? Because we're still in the, kind of in this education phase right now, of course, but I think we're on the cusp of getting into practical usage cases. We're just on the cusp of that for sure. So how can people find out more about it, buy it, get involved, all that type of stuff? Where do they go?
So the first thing is Rivia.finance. That's our website.
Okay.
Go check that out. That's got a pretty good wealth of information on what we do, how we do it, how the proof of reserve mechanism works at a high level. The other thing that Becky mentioned here was the consortium and a coalition.
Yeah.
So if you're interested as a credit union in getting more information and helping be part of this evolution of financial systems, that's really where we want to kind of amass this, like Becky was saying, this brain trust of people. And so that's open. And then of course, you know, from the purchase perspective and the actual use case perspective, we've already launched it on our bank social exchange, which is the exchange that we are that we've created for the credit union community and membership. And that you can go buy Rivia on that right now and start using it. It's fully functional. It's cross-chain compatible. So, you know, it's pretty much ready to go out of the box. We've built it so that it's got all those use cases. No limitations.
Very good. And I think for credits to get involved, just even in the consortium area of it, I mean, that's a great educational vehicle as well to really better understand what's going on out there. And I think that would quicken the learning curve, if you will, for a lot of folks out there who want to get involved in this type of stuff. So, oh my gosh, I feel like this is that iceberg metaphor where what we're just talking about right now is the tip of it. And then underneath is this giant, huge thing that we don't even see yet. So, yeah. So I think, again, we're just on the cusp of something very, very large here. And you guys know that way better than I do. So very excited. I can see the excitement on your face. So anything else to wrap up here? I know this is going to be one of many conversations that we're going to be having over the next few years, of course, on this. So we're just, again, just scratching the surface here. So, but anything else to add here to wrap up here? Becky, I'll let you go first.
Well, as you said, the sky is the limit, but collaboration is our superpower. So John and I definitely want to work with forward thinkers in the industry to help us figure out the best way to implement this and have real use cases moving forward to just show the ways that it can be utilized that helps credit unions and credit union members ultimately save money, save time, and be more efficient. So if you're interested in doing that, contact us. I'm sure that Mike will put our email addresses and our contact information in the information below the video. So reach out if you want to be a depository institution, if you want to join the consortium. And of course, we're entertaining investment opportunities as well. So reach out.
Good deal. Good deal. And this is just a huge value add for a credit union too, I would think, right? So that would just be, and we're looking way forward too. So this is a really good stuff. And John, I'm going to let you wrap it up here. Any final thoughts?
Just that, you know, to expand upon Becky's thoughts, you know, we always say that credit unions are analog DeFi. And if there's any compliant institutional regulatory framework of financial cooperative kind of ecosystem that can make this DeFi evolution a reality in the world. I'm talking in the world. And that's what brought me to credit unions was this concept right here. American credit unions have the opportunity to implement this in a way that completely revolutionizes and evolutionizes the way that financial ecosystems around the world work. And I think that, you know, like Becky said, the superpower of being able to collaborate doesn't exist anywhere else. And we need to hold that and really build upon that concept. And we have something that is truly special here, not just in Rivia, but in bringing this DeFi concept to credit unions.
Oh, completely. And that's where the collaboration will really help out in this area for sure. All right, guys.
Tremendously.
Well, I'm going to let you guys get back at it because it sounds like you got a lot of stuff to do, but we're going to be watching and we're going to be having you back on kind of incrementally throughout the next few months and years, and just to see where this goes. I'm really excited about this. So, and I think credit unions would be as well. So good stuff, guys. Appreciate it. And the website again, was it riviafinance.com?
No, rivia.finance.
Rivia.finance. My bad. Rivia.finance. No worries. Go there, check it out. And we'll put the link in the show notes as well. All right, guys. Thanks again for the time as always. And gosh, thank you again for your forward thinking philosophies as well. We appreciate it. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
You are. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.